the word for call, as in he is called so and so, is
叫, black finger down, 叫, to be called.
You can call him Mr. Wang, but his wife, Zhao, calls him a moron. He is called Mr. Wang.
他叫王. I know it has Sheng at the end.
Very good. You're getting close.
先生 for Mr.
Okay, so I'm going to do that again. What's the English?
He is called Mr. Wang.
他叫王先生.
When you're pronouncing words in Chinese, especially at the beginning, why not emphasize them? Why not exaggerate them? Instead of saying, Zhao, say, Zhao. You will drive it into your system, from which it will never emerge. At this point, we're going to enter the nuclear stage of Chinese, nuclear speech. Repetitions will be done with the slow pronunciation and then normal spoken Chinese. He is called Mr. Wang.
他叫王先生.
He is called Mr. Wang.
他叫王先生.
They call me teacher, but I am not a teacher. They call me teacher.
他们叫我老师，可是我不是老师。
They call me teacher, but I am not a teacher.
他们叫我老师，可是我不是老师。
They call me teacher, but I am not a teacher.
他们叫我老师，可是我不是老师。
Why don't you need to use 一个 for a teacher there?
Okay, that's a good question. You can say that. 可是我不是一个老师. That's fine.
But you don't need to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay.
Well, in that case, why do they call you teacher?
那么为什么他们叫老师
call you teacher?
Oh. 叫你老师.
Well, in that case, why do they call you teacher?
那么为什么他们叫你老师?
Well, in that case, why do they call you teacher?
那么为什么他们叫你老师?
I don't know.
我不知道.
You can ask them.
你能问他们?
I don't know. You can ask them.
我不知道. 你能问他们?
I don't know. You can ask them.
我不知道. 你能问他们?
What do you call your workplace? In this sense, call is, you know, what's the name? What do you call your workplace is a way of actually saying this in Chinese. So if you want to know the name of someone's workplace or their name, you can also say, what do you call? What do you call your workplace?
什么?
Your workplace called what?
Okay. 你的单位叫什么?
What do you call your workplace?
你的单位叫什么?
What do you call your workplace?
你的单位叫什么?
My workplace is called British National.
我的单位叫 British National.
My workplace is called British National.
我的单位叫 British National.
My workplace is called British National.
我的单位叫 British National.
What is she called? In other words, you're asking the name of this person.
She called what?
Yes.
她叫什么?
What is she called?
她叫什么?
What is she called?
她叫什么?
You're in a restaurant in China, or maybe in the UK or the States, Chinese restaurant, and you see someone at the next table, and they have something that it looks absolutely fantastic. And you ask, what is that dish called?
那在
That dish.
那个在叫什么?
What is that dish called?
那个菜叫什么?
What is that dish called?
那个菜叫什么?
The most open-ended way of asking a name is actually to use the word name, which in Chinese is
名字名字名 blue finger up 字 close fist 名字 for name. We've had another word ending in 字. What does that ending 字 mean? We had 桌子 meaning table.
Good job. Yeah.桌子, that's the same 字,
and same character.
Same character,
but
yeah.
It doesn't mean anything that would help to remember it. 名字, 桌子.
There are many, many, many words in Chinese that use the character 字.
Right.
And you're going to find others as well. We've already had 先生 for Mr. We have 学生. So you'll start seeing these kinds of patterns throughout the language.
But that 生 means person, so does that 字 mean anything?
The 字, yeah, I don't
doesn't
know.
Mean anything.
It doesn't. Okay. Like socks is 袜子, like the cup is maybe the 杯子.
It's a thing.
And what's the word for pants?
裤子. Yeah, it's a 字. Yeah.
Okay.
And many more where that came from. His name had a kind of a French ring to it. We called him Ziming or Mingzi.
Mingzi.
So what's the word for name?
Mingzi.
Mingzi.
You know, it's a great word because it can be used for any name, the name of a person, a place, or a thing. And it doesn't specifically...ask whether you're requesting the surname, the family name, a personal name. It lets the other person choose whatever they want to answer, how they want to be identified. What is your name? There are several ways of expressing this in Chinese. One way is you are called what name, which would be?
你叫什么名字?
You are called what name?
你叫什么名字?
You are called what name?
你叫什么名字?
Another way of saying, what's your name? Is, your name is called what?
你的名字叫什么?
Your name is called what?
你的名字叫什么?
Your name is called what?
你的名字叫什么?
And still another way of asking what's your name is, your name is what?
你的名字是
什么?
Your name is what?
你的名字是什么?
Your name is what?
你的名字是什么?
I am called Tom Smith. My name is Tom Smith. I am called Tom Smith.
我的名字是 Tom Smith.
Okay, that is my name is Tom Smith. How would you say I am called Tom Smith? I called Tom Smith.
我叫 Tom Smith.
I am called Tom Smith.
我叫 Tom Smith.
My name is Tom Smith.
我的名字是 Tom Smith.
I am called Tom Smith. My name is Tom Smith.
我叫 Tom Smith. 我的名字是 Tom Smith.
What is her name?
她的名字是什么?
What is her name?
她的名字是什么?
What is her name?
她的名字是什么?
And you might also say,
她叫什么名字? 她叫什么名字?
What is the name of your teacher?
Your teacher's name is what? 你名字的
Your teacher.
你老师名字的
Your teacher's the name.
你老师的名字
Is what?
是 是什么?
What is the name of your teacher?
你老师的名字是什么?
What is the name of your teacher?
你老师的名字是什么?
The first character in teacher, the first syllable in teacher is
老
which means old. And frequently in China, people who are older than you will be called Lao. Say, Wang, Old Wang. We call him Old Wang.
我们叫王.
We call him.
他 Wang Lao.
So we, in this case, we put the old in front because it's describing the person.
Lao Wang.
We call him Old Wang.
我们叫他老王.
We call him Old Wang.
我们叫他老王.
I would like to know his name because I would like to see him now. I would like
我想
to know his name.
知道他的名字.
Because I would like to see him now.
因为我想
I would like to see him now.
因为我现在
I would like to know his name because I would like to see him now.
我想知道他的名字，因为我现在想见他。
I would like to know his name because I would like to see him now.
我想知道他的名字。
Do you know the name of her teacher?
你 知的 her teacher 的 name.
Exactly.
她老师的名字吗?
Do you know the name of her teacher?
你知道她老师的名字吗?
Do you know the name of her teacher?
你知道她老师的名字吗?
The word for spoken language or speech in Chinese is
话话 black finger down 话 for spoken language.
When Li Tai Tai showed up for her recording debut, the producer couldn't understand her. Her spoken language sounded like a motor on speed. He yelled, "Why you say?" So the word for speech is
话
What is the word for television?
电视
Which means?
Electric vision.
The word for telephone in Chinese is electric speech, which would be?
电刷 or 电刷
He yelled, "What you say?" The word for speech is?
我
What is electric speech?
电话
So how would you say telephone?
电话
电话
Do you have a telephone here? You at here have telephone question.
你在这有电话吗?
Do you have a telephone here?
你在这儿有电话吗?
Do you have a telephone here?
你在这儿有电话吗?
Where is the telephone?
电话在哪儿?
Where is the telephone?
电话在哪儿?
Where is the telephone?
电话在哪儿?
There's a telephone in the hotel.
在饭店里有电话。
There is a telephone in the hotel.
在饭店里有电话。
There is a telephone in the hotel.
在饭店里有电话。
How would you say, who? It was the drunken sailor who asked, Shay what? Shay?
Shay?
So if that means who, how would you say whose?
Shay de.
Whose is that? That is whose.
那是谁的?
Whose is that?
那是谁的?
Whose is that?
那是谁的?
It is mine.
它是我的。
It is mine.
它是我的。
It is mine.
它是我的。
I think it is his.
我。觉得他的 I left out 是 Okay 我觉得是他的
I think it is his
我觉得是他的
I think it is his
我觉得是他的
No, it's mine
不是他是我的
No, it's mine.
不是，他是我的。
No, it's mine.
不是，他是我的。
Whose book is this?
这个书。
This is whose book?
I was going to say This book is whose?
And that would be entirely right. So let us hear how you would express the idea, because we're only interested in expressing ideas. How would you express the idea, whose book is this?
这个书是谁的?
Whose book is this?
这个书是谁的?
Whose book is this?
这个书是谁的?
Another way to say it would be, this is whose book?
这是谁的书?
And both of them are right. Again, we're only interested in communication here. This is whose book?
这是谁的书?
This is whose book?
这是谁的书?
It's the teacher's book.
它是老师的书.
It's the teacher's book.
它是老师的书.
It's the teacher's book.
它是老师的书.
You may have heard about the Chinese custom of saving face. It's very important when being with Chinese people not to do anything that could embarrass anyone. This is called saving face. So you will find this throughout the society and certainly as part of the language. It is a big deal. You will constantly encounter it. Basically, the Chinese way is to show respect to others. This is an enormous society. You have to live with others, whether you want to or not. People have to get along. Stability, order. These are the cornerstones of traditional Chinese culture. They come from the teachings of
Confuzi.
Confucius, who died in 479 before the Common Era. His philosophy emphasized personal and governmental morality, correctness of social relationships, justice, and sincerity. Order, social relationships, these are basics of the framework of Chinese society. China has gone through so many changes in thousands of years of its history. However, these essential principles endure. They are reflected in the language and in interpersonal relationships. There is an entire category of polite, self-deprecatory speech, which is as Chinese as rice and noodles is to Chinese cooking. If someone thanks you for something, you say,
不客气, 不, blue finger up, 客, black finger down, 气, neutral tone, closed fist, 不客气,
which means don't be polite. The word
客气
is expressing politeness, so there's no need to be polite. Someone thanks you, you can just say, no need to be polite.
不客气.
If someone says, thank you, how would you say thank you?
谢谢.
You can say, no to thank, which would be
不谢. 不, blue finger up. 谢, black finger down. 不谢, no thanks.
How would you say, don't thank?
不谢.
How do you say hello in Chinese?
你好.
How would you say hello in Chinese?
你好.
So even if all you can say is
你好,
you will be told in English, usually, how wonderful your Chinese is. This, of course, is nonsense. If all you know is two words, you had better be aware that you are a victim of polite speech. Don't get an inflated ego. You are expected to respond,
哪里, na, red V for victory, li, red V for victory, 哪里.
This is a variation of nar, where. But instead of the R at the end, we have
里.
And so we would say
哪里, 哪里.
What you're basically saying is, what are you talking about? Where is this wonderful Chinese you're talking about? So if someone compliments you on your Chinese, what would you say?
哪里, 哪里.
And someone says, you speak incredible Chinese. I'm so impressed. What would you say?
哪里, 哪里.
Someone says, I think that your shoes are beautiful. You would say,
哪里, 哪里.
Someone comes over to you and says, you're the most attractive woman I've ever seen. You say,
哪里, 哪里.
If you say thank you, which is
谢谢,
谢谢,
you immediately are showing yourself to be an ignorant foreigner. Also, you're expected to compliment others. Oh, your English is great. And they will say
哪里, 哪里.
Or an English equivalent. If you compliment the Chinese speaker, they won't say thank you. They will reply with some form of polite speech, some form of self-deprecatory speech. In China, you do not accept the compliment. You use polite speech. If you accept the compliment, you're revealed as a boor, as someone who doesn't have manners. We do the same thing, but in different ways. Say I'm walking down the street and ask someone, how's it going? I don't really want to hear the whole tale of woe. I'm just being polite. I'm breaking ice. If they start telling you that life is hell and they wish they were dead, that's not what I had in mind with a polite hello, how's it going? So someone says to you, you speak fabulous Chinese. You say,
哪里, 哪里.
At some point, they will no longer tell you how wonderful you speak Chinese. Then you'll know that they really think you speak great Chinese.
So true.
If you want to tell someone to do something or give a command, you just use the verb alone. How would you say speak?
说. No. 说. It's just that in English, if you're giving a command, it's
tonal.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I say 说, let's make it short.
But it's still got the green thumb.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So how would you give a command to speak in Chinese?
说.
说.
So there's some emphasis behind it. How would you say, come?
来.
Come.
来.
You can also add ba, like eat it, eat. How would you say eat? And you don't need the second part of eat.
吃吧.
Eat.
吃吧.
Now you can make a negative command just by putting bu in front of any verb. How would you say don't thank? Someone says thank you, you'd say
不谢.
Don't thank.
不谢.
How do you say don't be polite?
Oh, 不吃亏.
不客气. 不客气.
How would you say don't go?
不去.
How would you say don't go?
不去.
How would you say, don't come?
不来.
Don't come.
不来.
Have you ever been to a Chinese restaurant? The menu will often offer a choice. Pick one from column A, one from column B. This is also a way of asking questions in Chinese, as an alternative to dear old ma at the end of the sentence. We can also use the Chinese menu. This is very popular. It gives you two choices to pick from. You're given the answer when the question is posed. You give both the positive and the negative. And the listener just selects which one is appropriate. So, how would you say, Jingtao, is he English?
他是不是英国人?他是不是英国人? This is a, just try to say, is he English? Like previous way we learned, like just say, 他是英国人吗? But this is another way, like we use 是不是.
He is, no is English.
Exactly.
He is or not. Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. is he or is he not?
Mm-hmm. Is he or is he not English? And so if you wanted to say he is English, you would say,
sure.
If you wanted to say he's not English, you would say,
不是。
Using this Chinese menu way of asking a question, do you read a book?
你看不看书?
Do you read a book?
你看不看书?
Do you read a book?
你看不看书?
If you want to answer yes, you would say
看.
If you want to answer no, you would say
不看
看不看.
They are the students who learn Chinese in Beijing.They are
他们是 students
at Beijing
在北京
study or learn Chinese
学习中国or 中文
the students
的学生
They are the students who learn Chinese in Beijing.
他们是在北京学习中文的学生。
They are the students who learn Chinese in Beijing.
他们是在北京学习中文的学生。
These are the students who live in China.
这些在中国住的 students, 学生。
These are the students who live in China.
这些是在中国住的学生。
These are the students who live in China.
这些是在中国住的学生。
Using the Chinese menu form, do they watch TV?
他们看电视不看电视。
It's okay. It's a way to say it. But we can hear, I think we just try to say 看不看。
I don't have to repeat right? TV.
Yeah, you don't have to repeat, but that's okay.That's a correct sentence.
Do they watch TV?
他们看不看电视?
Do they watch TV?
他们看不看电视?
They don't watch TV. They don't watch.
不看.
They don't watch.
不看, 不看.
Using the Chinese menu pattern, can you speak Chinese.
你说不说中文?
That's correct. That's correct way. But here, see, we can you speak Chinese, okay? So you can speak, you can or cannot speak Chinese.
会 or 能.
Yeah, 能. Both ways, I think it's okay. Usually we put English as a can, we translate as 能? A
nang. Okay. So can you speak Chinese? 你 能不能中文?
Well, actually, we want to know what it is you can do.
Oh, sorry. 你能不能说中文?
Can you speak Chinese?
你能不能说中文?
Can you speak Chinese?
你能不能说中文?
Always answer yes, because you can. Never say a little. They're not asking if you speak fluent Chinese. They're just asking if you speak Chinese. You're speaking Chinese, so say yes. This has nothing to do with them. It's 100% about you. You must acknowledge, whether you like it or not, you're speaking Chinese. I'm sorry, that's the truth. You can say whatever you want, but at this moment, you aren't speaking French, you aren't speaking Italian, you aren't speaking Russian, you're speaking Chinese. So say, can.
能.
能.
Is your wife able to speak English using the menu pattern?
你的太太会不会说 English or Chinese?
English.
英文
Is your wife able to speak English?
你的太太会不会说英文?
Is your wife able to speak English?
你的太太会不会说英文?
And your answer is yes.
会
How do you say 会 Yeah.
会
Are you busy using this pattern?
你忙不忙?
Are you busy?
你忙不忙?
Are you busy?
你忙不忙?
I'm very busy.
很忙?
I'm very busy.
很忙? Or I am very busy. I think, okay, now it's for meaning, it's totally correct. Just say, maybe we add a 我. 我很忙. 我很忙.
Just as we used 吧 to give a suggestion like, let's go eat, or let's go see a movie, or whatever, we can also use a menu pattern with 好, which would be
好不好, 好不好.
Put this in at the same place where we would put 吧. We will go to eat, okay? Or let's go to eat using this particular menu pattern.
我们去吃饭好不好?
We'll go to eat, okay?
我们去吃饭好不好?
We'll go to eat, okay?
我们去吃饭好不好?
You'll stay at my home, all right?
你住我的
At my
在我的家里好不好?
You'll stay at my home, all right?
你住在我的家里好不好?
You'll stay in my home, all right?
你住在我的家里好不好?
And you answer, no way, picking from the menu pattern.
不好
No way.
不好
不好 So it, when it's a suggestion, the 不 is closed fist, but when it's the reply, no way, it becomes falling tone again.
Yeah. This is like the closed fist thing is, I think, is when you speak faster, you know, you sometimes ignore that tone.
Yeah.
But like 好不好, you can, you still, you can say 好不好 is fine. You know, when you say it's totally correct. Just when we say faster, it's 好不好. So the voice look like, you know, very light sound there.
But when it's no way,
But it's no way.
Then it's emphasized. So it's 不好.
You're right. Yeah. 不好.
Using the menu pattern, did you ask that man?
你问不问? 他, that man, 那个人?
Did you ask that man?
你问不问那个人?
Did you ask that man?
你问不问那个人?
Yes.
是.
That's one way. And if you were to choose from the menu that you were just offered?
Yeah, I was being lazy. When?
Yes.
When?
I asked him because I would like to see his friend tomorrow. I asked him.
我问他.
Because I would like to see his friend tomorrow.
因为我明天想见他的朋友.
How do you say because?
因为.
Wait.
因为.
Yes. 因为.
There's the out way and there's the
因为.
I asked him because I would like to see his friend tomorrow.
我问他因为我明天想见他的朋友.
I asked him because I would like to see his friend tomorrow.
我问他因为我明天想见他的朋友.
Using the menu pattern, did you know Mr. Wang?
你知道不知道王先生?
Did you know Mr. Wang?
你知道不知道王先生?
Did you know Mr. Wang?
你知道不知道王先生?
I didn't know him.
我不知道他.
I didn't know him.
我不知道他.
I didn't know him.
我不知道他.
Did you meet? As in to be introduced to. Did you meet Mrs. Deng?
你认识不认识? Mrs. who?
Deng.
Deng. Tai Tai.
Did you meet Mrs. Deng?
你认识不认识? 邓太太.
Did you meet Mrs. Deng?
你认识不认识邓太太?
Jing Tao is very impressed.
Still remember the 认识 to know it.
Well, it's because we had to meet the osteopath because we'd wrenched our back.
Ah.
Exactly. Yes. The answer is yes. I met her.
认识.
To have is
有
using 吗? How would you say, does he have a friend?
他有朋友吗?
Does he have a friend?
他有朋友吗?
Does he have a friend?
他有朋友吗?
He doesn't. No, he doesn't.
没有.
No, he doesn't.
没有.
So we know that to have is
有.
To be is
是.
And in the sense of, is there a book here? There is a book here. How would you say to be in that case?
Yo.
How would you say, is there a book here?
Yo, shu ma.
So where is this taking place?
Yo, zai zhi shu ma.
And so why don't we start with where it's taking place?
Zai zhi yo shu ma.
Is there a book here?
Zai zhi yo shu ma.
Is there a book here?
Zai zhi yo shu ma.
So isn't and don't have are both.
没有.
Does he have a friend using the menu form?
他有没有朋友?
Does he have a friend using the menu form?
他有没有朋友?
Does he have a friend?
他有没有朋友?
Is there a book here using the menu form?
在这儿有没有书?
Is there a book here using the menu form?
在这儿有没有书?
Is there a book here?
在这儿有没有书?
You're in the restaurant and you ask, do you have fish today? You today.
I was going to say, is there fish today? Which would mean the same thing, wouldn't it? But you want me to say, do you have?
Yes.
你有没?
What time
sorry,
are we
today.
Talking?
你今天有没有鱼?
Do you have fish today?
你今天有没有鱼?
Do you have fish today?
你今天有没有鱼?
No, we don't have any.
没有.
We don't have any.
没有.
This particular way of saying, is there, or do you have, is extremely common in colloquial Chinese, and you will hear it all the time. And that's one of the reasons why we're emphasizing it. In fact, it's probably the preferred pattern for asking, do you have or is there?
Preferred over the ma form.
Mm-hmm. Are there many people in the restaurant now using the menu pattern?
现在。 餐馆有没有桌?
Okay, and what do we put before that?
很多人.
Are there many people in the restaurant now?
现在在餐馆有没有很多人?
Are there many people in the restaurant now?
现在在餐馆有没有很多人?
And you answer yes.
有.
Yes.
有.
Because we want to eat now.
因为我们要. No. 想.
We want to eat now.
因为. 我们现在想吃饭.
Excellent. And how would you say want as opposed to would like to?
要.
Good. So how would you say because we want to eat now?
因为我们现在要吃饭.
Because we want to eat now.
因为我们现在要吃饭.
Because we want to eat now.
因为我们现在要吃饭.
When I hear now, today, tomorrow, yesterday, anything to do with time, a red light goes off immediately. And I know I'm going to move that up almost to the front of the sentence. Not quite the front, but almost the front. One of the sentences that it will be very useful for you to know how to say in Chinese is there a toilet or a bathroom in the restaurant or in the hotel or somewhere? In this case, is there a toilet or a bathroom in the restaurant?
在餐馆有没有, I forget how to say toilet.
厕所, black finger down, 所, ready for victory, 厕所, toilet.
Is there a toilet or a bathroom in the restaurant?
在餐馆有没有厕所?
Where is it?
它是什么?
Okay, what did you just say?
It is where?
You said...
Oh, it is what?
Yeah. How would you say, at where? Where is it?
它是... I could say 在哪儿?
And that's exactly what you would say if you wanted to find a toilet. Is there a toilet or a bathroom in the restaurant?
在餐馆有没有厕所?
Where is it?
它在哪儿?
How would a native Chinese speaker say, where is it?
在哪儿?
Is there a toilet or a bathroom in the restaurant? Where is it?
在餐馆有没有厕所在哪儿?
Is there an English language school in Beijing?
在北京.
Use the menu pattern.
有没有英文的 英文学校.
Is there an English language school in Beijing?
在北京有没有英文学校? It's perfect, but how do you figure out there is no verb the before the 学校?
How did I figure that out? Because before we knew how to use the de, that was how we said it.
Yeah.
Is there an English language school in Beijing?
在北京有没有英文学校?
How would you say, of course?
当然.
How would you say, of course there is or are?
当然有.
And that's exactly how you would say it. Of course there is. Of course there is an English language school. Of course there is.
当然有.
We have many English language schools here.
在这我们.
So what you said is perfectly fine Chinese, but we're going to use this pattern to be consistent. The first thing I want to know is who is doing it, and then I want to know the time. I also want to know where it's taking place. We're putting all the big ideas up front. We have many English language schools here. So who is doing it?
我们.
Where is it taking place?
在这.
What is happening? What would be the 有. Action? Good. Very many English language schools.
很. 多英文学校.
How would you say school?
学校.
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 Yes.
Of course there is. We have many English language schools here.
然有，我们在这儿有很多英文学校。
Of course there is. We have many English language schools here.
当然有，我们在这儿有很多英文学校。
Beijing is very big and has very many schools. Beijing, very big.
Beijing, 很大。
Has very many schools.
Should I repeat? Beijing, or can I say 它?
You can say both.
它有很多学校。
And you could even leave out the Beijing and the 它 in the second part, and you'd be understood. Beijing is very big and has very many schools.
Beijing 很大，有很多学校。
Beijing is very big and has very many schools.
北京很大，有很多学校。
The way to say how in Chinese is
怎么怎么怎 red V for victory 么 close fist neutral sound 怎么 for how
with a Z or a Z how would you say how
怎么
怎么？
怎么？
How would you say how?
怎么？
And that 么 is the question word?
No.
怎么？什么？ Remember how to say
yes.
What?
So it's the same.
什么？
So it's the 么, yeah. M-E rather than M-A.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So how would you say, well, in that case,
Nam.
Mm-hmm. Ma.
I see.
How can I learn Albanian? How the zem should I know? How do you go to Beijing? You how go Beijing?
Ni zem chu Beijing.
How do you go to Beijing?
你怎么去北京?
And when you use how, is the question implied? You don't need a ma at the end?
That's right. How do you go to Beijing?
你怎么去北京?
How do you watch television?
You how watch television?
Correct.
你怎么看?电视
How do you watch television?
你怎么看电视?
How do you watch television?
你怎么看电视?
How do you ask the teacher?
You how ask teacher? 你怎么问老师?
How do you say ask?
When.
Yes. When.
How do you ask the teacher?
你怎么问老师?
How do you ask the teacher?
你怎么问老师?
Now, some of these won't really sound too great in English, but they are perfectly logical in Chinese. For example, this next one. How do you stay or live in London?
你怎么
You at where?
你在哪儿 So there's no how in there.
Well, actually, we're saying at London. How do you stay in London? How do you live in London? So it's you in London or at London. How live?
你在 London.怎么 Zhu.
How would you say London?
London.
London. How do you say how?
怎么？
怎么？怎么？
怎么？ And what does that sentence mean? How do you stay in London?
It means when you're in London, where do you live?
Right.
Or where do you stay?
Yep.
Or how do you stay? How do you live? I live in an apartment.
Oh, I see.
Is that,
yeah.
That's
yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So do you live in an apartment?
Your
do you
living,
stay with
your
friends?
Living conditions, your
right.
Yeah. Your accommodation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you stay with friends? Do you go to a hotel?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. May I do that one again?
You may.
你在伦敦怎么住?
When you're in London, where do you live? What do you do? How do you stay there?
你在伦敦怎么住?
How do you stay in London?
你在伦敦怎么住?
I stay at my friend's home in London.
I, in London, stay at my friend. 我在伦敦住。住在我朋友的家里。
How do you say home?
家。
家。
I stay at my friend's home in London.
我在伦敦住在我朋友的家里。
I stay at my friend's home in London.
我在伦敦住在我朋友的家里。
What is your friend called, or how are they called?
We had several ways of saying this, didn't we?
Why don't you pick one?
你的朋友叫吗?
So, 叫 what? What are they called?
Oh, I need the what. So, your friend is called what?
Yes.
你的朋友叫什么?
What is your friend called?
你的朋友叫什么?
What is your friend called?
你的朋友叫什么?
He is called Frank.
他叫 Frank.
He is called Frank.
他叫 Frank. 他叫 Frank.
How do you eat here? This is the way it's said in Chinese.You know, when you're in this place, where can you eat? What do you eat? Are there food stores? Do you eat with your friends? Do you go to a restaurant? And so forth. So there are different ways of expressing things in different languages. And one of the things that we want to learn is how to express things in the host language, in the native language, the target language, in this case, in Chinese.So we're not going to just translate from English into Chinese. We're going to understand how a Chinese speaker would express this thought, communicate this thought. How do you eat here?
You at here, how eat?
Yes.
你在这怎么吃饭?
How would you say how?
怎么
怎么怎么
怎么
How do you eat here?
你在这儿怎么吃饭?
How do you eat here?
你在这儿怎么吃饭?
Undoubtedly, there are going to be times when you will want to ask the Chinese speakerHow to say something in English. Obviously, they will need to understand some English. Here is an example of how you can say it. Let's take the sentence. How do you say book in Chinese? So the way we would say it would be Chinese, how say book.
中文怎么说 book?
How do you say book in Chinese?
中文怎么说 book?
How do you say book in Chinese?
中文怎么说 book?
How do you say 中国 in English?
英文怎么说中国?
How do you say 中国 in English?
英文怎么说中国?
How do you say 中国 in English?
英文怎么说中国?
How do you say house in Chinese?
In Chinese, how say house?
Chinese, how say house?
中文怎么说house?
How do you say house in Chinese?
中文怎么说house?
How do you say house in Chinese?
中文怎么说house?
There is a phrase that you're going to hear a lot. It's used all the time in Chinese. And that phrase is
怎么样?怎么样?怎, ready for victory, 么, close fist, 样, black finger down, 怎么样? For how is it going?
Or how about? It has a number of different uses. We'll introduce you to them. The second part, yang, is like yin and yang. So how would you say, how's it going?
怎么样?
How's it going?
怎么样? 怎么样?
How would you say, what do you think of? Or how about Manchester United? Whatever it is that you're asking about comes before the 怎么样. So what are your thoughts about Manchester United?
Manchester United, 怎么样?
What do you think of Manchester United?
Manchester United, 怎么样? Manchester United, 怎么样?
How's it going?
怎么样?
怎么样? 怎么样?
So you can come up to somebody. This is kind of a all-purpose, all-inclusive, you get to say anything you want type of thing. You can come up to somebody and just say, how's it going? And you would say,
怎么样?
How's your teacher doing? Your teacher?
你的老师 怎么样?
How's your teacher doing?
你的老师怎么样?
How's your teacher doing?
你的老师怎么样?
A friend of yours just came back from Beijing, and you asked them, what was it like? Tell me about it. You would say,
北京怎么样?
So, what was Beijing like?
北京怎么样? 北京怎么样?
And they might reply, Beijing is very big and has many people.
北京很大,有很多人.
Beijing is very big and has many people.
北京很大,有很多人.
Beijing is very big and has many people.
北京很大,有很多人.
The word for or in a question, do you want this or do you want that, in Chinese is
还是. 还, blue finger up, 是, close fist, 还是, for or.
Because it's a question limited word, can only be used in questions. We don't need ma. So whenever we're using question words like what or why or how, anything, including the Chinese menu pattern, we don't need ma. Is that man Chinese or American? That man?
那个人 是 中国人 还是 美国人?
Is that man Chinese or American?
那个人 是 中国人 还是 美国人?
Is that man Chinese or American?
那个人是中国人还是美国人?
Is this book yours or mine?
这个书你的
is
这个书是你的还是我的?
How do you say you?
你
How to say yours?
你的
Is this book yours or mine?
这个书是你的还是我的?
Is this book yours or mine?
这个书是你的还是我的?